Yeah, from here to your place, it's a pretty good hop on NVIS, but you won't do the NVIS with a vertical. The takeoff angle is kind of low, and they're omnidirectional. So, they sell a loaded. My buddy Gary and his wife just got got two loads on it that are adjustable, and it's got telescopic whips on the end and these extender pieces and a tripod you can get for it. I don't know. We run it on 40, and I had no problem getting into New York on 40 with 20 watts from a Zygu G90. And that thing does just about from 2 meters all the way down to 40. And it does a real good job at it, too. I was pretty shocked at how well it does. And it'll fold up, pretty much go in a backpack. The tripod, not so much, but the rest of it fits in a little case.
Roger, that sounds like a good antenna. Yeah, that's really what I wanted this antenna for, this Diamond 20 and 40. I could only get on 10 and 15 meters. So I got on yesterday. I talked to somebody in Minnesota, even though conditions were terrible. And I think I got somebody in Tennessee. So it's working pretty good. It's not too bad. I'm just going to experiment with it for now. Quite expensive antenna. I paid about $700 for it. And I bought some brand new RG213. I tried this other coax I had, and it wouldn't tune up on the 7300. So I bought some brand new RG213, and it seems to be working a lot better. But yeah, they're making some nice antennas now that are kind of portable. You can do a photo with them, and if you have a small backyard or you have a homeowners association, you can still get on the air, which is good.